Nolte, John Bolton serves up another deep state nothing burger. By John Nolte on June 18, 2020. John Bolton, another disgruntled deep state Trump hater, leaks a bunch of unverified hysteria by way of the far left media. And I'm supposed to not only summon the strength to care, but express how little I care. These deep state leaks used to worry me. Then the leaks annoyed me. Then they angered me. Now they just bore me to tears. It's all so tedious and predictable, you feel foolish giving it even a moment's thought, but here we go. So the very same media that despised Trump's former national security adviser John Bolton, who have loathed this man for two decades, who have assured us and reassured us he is a liar and warmonger, are now holding him up as a man who epitomizes everything good and holy about Washington, D.C., and the brave and honorable men who keep us safe. Yep, it's another round of that shit. For whatever insane reason, back in April of 2018, Trump hired Bolton as his national security advisor, which made about as much sense as Jerry hiring Tom as a personal bodyguard. Anyway, things went about as well as expected when a president dedicated to peace and smashing globalism, a president desperate to untangle America from all its disastrous foreign wars, hires as his national security advisor the very man who lobbied in favor of those disastrous foreign wars. Though, to be fair to John Bolton, he is in favor of war with anyone, not just the disastrous ones. This wasn't a Scaramucci-level awful hire on Trump's part, more like an Omarosa-level awful hire. About 17 months later, Trump announced he had fired Bolton. Bolton claimed he resigned. Apparently, Bolton wanted America to launch another endless war, this one with Iran, and Trump said no, so Tom and Jerry divorced. Anyone still awake? Because you all know what's coming next. A book, Salacious Details, Strange New Respect from the Fake Media, Nothing Burgers Cooked to Look Like Unprecedented, Democracy Threatening Something Burgers, and almost certainly 5 years of CNN national security analyst John Bolton is here to explain to us just what a gigantic piece of orange shit Trump really is. ZZZ. Fast forward to this year. Congressional Democrats launched their impeachment hoax over a Nothing Burger phone call between Trump and the president of Ukraine. A phone call Bolton approved of, by the way, and once Democrats got wind Bolton was writing a tell-all, they asked him to testify, something he would have been required to do under oath. Bolton played cute. He said he would not testify voluntarily, but only with a court order Bolton had to have known would have dragged out the legal process beyond the eager to impeach Democrats' tolerance level. So no court order was issued. Bolton also refused to reveal what he knew in an affidavit to the House, which also would have been under oath. In other words, Bolton avoided any situation where he would have had to reveal all the details of his book 1, before the book came out, and 2, under oath. No one's going to buy a book when they already know the details, am I right? But you can print any garbage you want about a public figure in a book. Under oath is a completely different story, am I right? So now that the book is coming out, Bolton is leaking details. Anyone smell a rat? I mean, if Bolton is such an upstanding and honorable man who is oh so concerned about Trump's fitness for office, he's certainly not so concerned and honorable he was willing to hurt his book sales at a time when something could have actually been done about Trump's so-called unfitness, you know, during impeachment. Anyway, according to Daddy Warmonger who refused to say so under oath, the bad orange man is, like, really, really bad. Trump asked China to help him win re-election. Trump told China's president that building internment camps was the right thing to do. Trump offered personal favors to dictators, like looking into the investigation of a Turkish company over potential violations for Turkish President Erdogan. Trump said he wanted to serve more than two terms as president. Trump had no idea the UK was a nuclear power. Trump seriously considered quitting NATO. Trump said it would be cool to invade Venezuela. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo once sent a note to Bolton describing Trump as full of shit. By my count, of those 9 things, I hope 3 are true. I assume 2 are lies, and the other 4 cracked me up. As far as the lies. Through a spokesman, Pompeo denied the note passing. The only person full of shit is John Bolton. The secretary is not a note passer. And if he has such a note, he should put up or shut up. Does Bolton have the note? Who would throw such a thing away? Put up or shut up, pal. Regardless, who cares? As far as praising China's concentration camps, as my colleague Joel Polak discovered, John Bolton claims President Donald Trump told China's president to go ahead with Muslim concentration camps in June 2019, but the Trump administration had condemned them already in July 2018. So there's that. What's more, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, who was in the room at the time, vigorously denied Trump asked Chinese dictator Xi Jinping for re-election help. Absolutely untrue. Never happened. I was there. I have no recollection of that ever happening. I don't believe it's true. I don't believe it ever happened. Senator Menendez, DNJ, pushed back so, now you fully recollect that you were there? No, I was at the meeting. Would I recollect if something as crazy as that happened? Of course, I would recollect it. I was at the meeting. Menendez then cut in to ask, you weren't sure at the beginning that you were at the meeting. So, now that I know you're at the meeting, you, in essence, dispute Mr. Bolton's account of what took place? Lighthizer responded, yes, that's correct, I said what meeting I was at, and this never happened in it, for sure. Completely crazy. Need I add that Lighthizer was under oath? Let's say it was true. I'm supposed to care after Barack Obama was caught on an open microphone telling the Russians that if they give him more space to win re-election in 2012 he will cave to them on missile defense? Oh, gasp and egads, look at how they make the sausage, Mildred. Grow up. Anyway, I believe Lighthizer, you know, the guy under oath. So here we go again. A mercenary, disgruntled, deep stater desperate to sell his book colludes with the fake media for another news cycle of tedious lies and nonsense. And one more godforsaken round of tasteless, boring nothing burgers that even if true, would still be nothing burgers. P.S. One item to take seriously in all of this is the norm Bolton is violating in order to cash in and earn some affection from the media. A national security advisor writing a tell-all about the president he served, especially in the run-up to an election. This is a terrible precedent to set. A president used to be able to talk openly and honestly with his national security advisor, and sometimes that means spitballing, venting. This is an important relationship, one built on trust, and vital to any president for reasons I should not have explained. But now the greedy, narcissistic Bolton is blowing all that up. What a creep. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.